USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Moderna is confirming it will have about 20 million coronavirus vaccine doses for the United States by the end of the month. The number jumps to almost 125 million for the next 4 months, but for all of next year, the goal is to make up to 1 billion doses. President-elect Joe Biden is laying out a plan he believes will help tackle the coronavirus pandemic.
Where the federal government has authority, I'm going to issue a standing order that in federal buildings you have to be masked, and in transportation, interstate transportation, you must be masked, in airplanes and buses, etc. It's a matter of, and I think my inclination, Jake, is on the first day I'm inaugurated to say I'm going to ask the public for 100 days to mask. Just 100 days.
Biden speaking on CNN and not providing any scientific data to back up his assertion. USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell thinks Congress should move quickly to pass a new coronavirus stimulus package that covers areas where Republicans and Democrats have agreed. McConnell opening the Senate and accusing top Democrats of holding things up by seeking too much. Ohio Republican Senator Rob Portman also thinks something needs to get done before everyone heads home for the Christmas recess.
We've got a situation now where it's getting worse around the country. In Ohio, we have more cases, more hospitalizations, sadly, more fatalities. And yet we have this good news about the vaccine out there. There's a period of probably 3 or 4 months now where we need more help to get to the period where the vaccine is going to be widely available.
Nearly 40 million people in California are being told to stay inside again.
This is what many had projected. We had predicted the final surge in this pandemic.
California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom issuing that stay-at-home order, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
President Trump is going to give South Georgia a try in an attempt to turn out voters for the upcoming Senate runoffs. The president holding a campaign rally on Saturday at the Valdosta Regional Airport with a reported focus on Republican Senators Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue. As far as the president's impact in those Senate runoffs, Republican Senator from Arkansas David Perdue believes,
I think the president will have a very positive impact in Georgia. Just look across the country. He got 10 million more votes than he did in 2016. Remarkable turnout. And that helped Republicans win the Senate seats that we did, and it helped us gain House seats against all the expectations of the Democrats and the media. We had a huge election in the Senate and the House and state legislatures, not in spite of the president, but because of the president. So he's going to go down to Georgia, and he is going to rally those supporters and urge them to get out to vote for his good friends and allies, David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler, one more time on January 5th. You look at people like Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff that want to cut the military. Raphael Warnock has said you can't serve God and serve in the military at the same time. That's just how radical these Democrats are.
Former Notre Dame football coach Lou Holtz is showing off his Presidential Medal of Freedom. President Trump honoring the legendary football coach in the Oval Office, saying everyone loves and respects Holtz. The president also citing Holtz's leadership, faith, and kindness. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.